The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, we have just about lost all concept of what public means. I mean, we have. And I'll explain why I said that. Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. If you were not listening earlier, I've just got to say real quick, we had an incredible morning at our 19th annual Pastor Appreciation Breakfast. What a great, great morning. Dr. Fred Luter, pastor of Franklin Avenue Baptist Church down in Nolens, as he calls it, was our guest speaker, and I don't know that I have ever in my entire life heard a message more powerful, more encouraging than what we heard this morning. And hey, listen, I've heard a lot of encouraging messages through the years. He rang the bell. It was just what I needed, and I mean that. I was brought to tears, and I don't cry easy or often, but I was brought to tears. Just the biblical truth that was shared just ministered to me in a deep, powerful way, and I know it did to everyone else. By the time he was finishing, even the Methodists were hooping, hollering, shouting hallelujah and standing up and waving their arms in the air. It was something else. It was just a great, great, great morning. And I know many of you prayed, and I hope your pastor was there. I kept telling you, your pastor needs this encouragement. And if your pastor missed the breakfast this morning, I don't even know what to say. They missed one of the most powerful, encouraging messages I've ever heard. So it was a great morning at a new venue. We were a little concerned about that, and the venue worked out great. We had a kind of a comedian magician, which we've never done before, not even close. David McCreary, he was phenomenal. We laughed till we cried. He was great. And altogether, it was just a great morning. So it was good news. The second bit of good news, just real, real quick. Right now, in our Christian Solidarity International campaign, we're at $10,545. Our goal was $6,750. It takes $250 to liberate a slave. Our goal was $27. We're now at $42. A little over $200 more dollars, and we'll be at $43. So just a little over $200, we can liberate another slave. If you'd like to be a part of it, 888-253-3522. I'm not begging, pleading. I'm just, because, hey, listen, look how far over the goal we are. But every dollar helps towards liberating another slave. And if you have not had an opportunity and you want to participate, 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. We've totally lost the concept of what public means. Public schools are no longer public schools. They're government schools. I know that sounds radical, but it's not. It's the truth. Our educational system does not care what the public thinks. They don't care. They have a plan, they have a program, they have an ideology, and they are going to teach your kids what they think is right. And they could care less what parents think, for the most part. I know there are exceptions, I know that. I know there are exceptions, but for the most part, our public school system has nothing to do with the public. Not at all. The attitude is we are the professionals. We are the educators, and we know far better than those ignorant parents. And, you know, well, even public transportation. But then PBS. What does PBS stand for? TV and radio. PBS is Public Broadcasting System. Hey, PBS, a long, long time ago, forgot about what the public wanted or desired. PBS is basically controlled by the far liberal left. Not completely, but for the most part. The PBS system, radio and TV, is controlled by the far liberal left. That's why they are almost always associated with a secular university. And what do we know about almost every secular university in America? Far liberal, progressive left. I mean, off the deep end liberal left. And PBS is almost always, here in Columbus, the Ohio State University. PBS is on OSU, Ohio State University. Far, far left, and they really could care less about the public. In the rare instance that a PBS station, a public broadcasting station, actually shows that they are concerned about the public and what the public wants or thinks or desires, in the rare instance that a PBS station, particularly a television station, actually considers the public, they are excoriated. You say, Bob, you got a proof of that? You have an example of that? Oh, yeah. Alabama Public Television. PBS in Alabama is under severe attack from the liberal left, not just in Alabama, but around the country. Why? Because they actually made a programming decision in light of what they believe the public in their audience desires. Yeah, they actually made a programming decision based on what they honestly felt their public, their audience wanted. And because of that, the liberal left is freaking out. What is this story all about? I am so glad you asked, but we're going to have to talk about it after the break. I'm coming up on the quarter hour break. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, and we will be right back.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
What happens when a public television station actually listens to the public? Well, everything breaks loose. Here's the story out of Alabama. I shared with you, I think it was the end of last week, that the popular children's series Arthur. Now, to be really honest, I didn't even know it was still on TV. But it's about Arthur the lovable aardvark. It's been on for years on PBS. And it's still on. Well, in order to get up and with the times, you know, to be cool, to be hip, and to be more inclusive and diverse, the writers for Arthur, the lovable aardvark, they wrote into the script a homosexual theme. Now, evidently, a year ago, and I didn't know this, but one of the characters on the Arthur TV program, again, this is PBS, had two moms. They introduced a character with two moms. Again, I didn't know about it. But just recently, the Arthur's teacher, Mr. Ratburn, Arthur's teacher, Mr. Ratburn, gets married. And the kids in the class are scared to death that Mr. Ratburn is marrying a woman because they don't like the woman. They didn't think she's nice. She's not pretty. And so the kids in the class are all bent out of shape because they don't think he should marry this woman. And so they go to the wedding and they are greatly relieved. They are so relieved. They are happy. They're ecstatic because they find out that Mr. Ratburn is not marrying a woman. That was actually his sister. He's marrying a man. And the kids in the classroom could not be more happy that Mr. Ratburn is actually marrying a man. Yeah. Yeah. And the producers have admitted we're trying to teach children that this is normal. In other words, they have an ideology, a moral ideology that they are trying to push on the kids, whether the parents want it or not. Now, hey, no matter what you think about same-sex marriage and so forth, this is a moral issue that should be left to parents. This is a parent issue, teaching right and wrong and so on and so forth. We are told repeatedly, we can't teach morality in the schools because it could be offensive to somebody. Well, here they are teaching the left progressive idea of what morality is. And a man can marry a man, woman can marry a woman, and so on and so forth. So when the kids find out that Mr. Ratburn is actually marrying another man, the kids applaud. They are happy. They are thrilled. Okay. Alabama Public Television. Now again, Alabama Public Television. PBS in Alabama decided, you know, that really doesn't fit with the values of our public, our community. This is not what our public would want to see, because our public, our audience, believes that this issue should be dealt with not on TV, but by parents. This is an issue for parents. So they decided they're not going to air it. Here's the story. Alabama Public Television is refusing to air a recent episode of Arthur featuring a same-sex wedding because it would, quote, violate their audience trust. Mike McKenzie, director of programming at Alabama Public Television, told AL.com, the station has no plans to air the episode either now or in the future. Quote, parents have trusted Alabama Public Television for more than 50 years to provide children's programs that entertain, educate, and inspire. He said that the station doesn't think it's appropriate for kids to watch this episode without parental supervision and consent. He knows his audience. He knows the public there in Alabama. And he says, we're not going to push this on people. This is social engineering. This is social agenda. And we believe this is something. Now, by the way, there is no time that the program director at this PBS station in Alabama said, we don't believe in this and this is wrong. And no, he just said, you know, this content should be discussed by parents. We just don't believe it's appropriate without parental supervision and parental consent. He said the vast majority of parents will not have heard about the content. whether they agree with it or not. Because of this, we felt it would be a violation of trust to broadcast the episode. In other words, we don't think it's right to push a moral agenda, whether you agree with it, disagree with it. We just don't think it's right. And the parents probably wouldn't know it's coming. And so they couldn't give approval, and they couldn't supervise, and they couldn't discuss it with their kids. And so we just don't think it's right to air it because we know our audience. Well, the other news media, the rest of the news media, and PBS stations around the country are flipping out. Mike McKenzie, the director of programming at Alabama Public Television, is receiving death threats, people protesting at his house, terrifying his family. But he's standing true. He says, more importantly, we strongly encourage parents to watch television with their children and talk about what they want their children to see. But again, the vast majority of parents will not have heard about the content, whether they agree with it or not. And because of this, we felt it would be a violation of trust to broadcast this episode. Instead of commending them for being sensitive to the parents and the audience, instead of being sensitive, this program director and the station is being severely, severely criticized because this programming director actually believes that a public television station should actually be concerned about the public. GLAAD, the Gay Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, is calling for a boycott, calling for demonstrations. Quote, with LGBTQ visibility at an all-time high on television, including in the kids and family programming genre, this attack to censor content is not only mean-spirited, it's a losing battle, said GLAAD president and CEO Sarah Kate Ellis. LGBTQ parents and their children deserve to see themselves reflected in media. And if leadership of this public broadcasting station cannot serve the interests of the entire public, it's time to find somebody who can. Well, the last time I checked, the LGBTQ community makes up about 4% of the total population. In conservative Alabama, it's probably less than that. So I would say that this public television station is being sensitive to most of the public rather than capitulating to 2 to 4% of their audience who are radical. I say, may their tribe increase. Pray for this station, this programming director, that he stands strong. As I said, he's getting death threats because he refuses to air an episode of Arthur.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.